The Peril of Misplaced Treasure. James 5:1-4. Come now, you rich, weep and howl for your miseries which are coming upon you. James 5:1. These are strong, sobering words, words that cut sharply against the grain of our modern culture. We live in a world intoxicated with wealth, obsessed with riches, and consumed by the pursuit of more. But God's word confronts us with a troubling question. What if the very thing we're chasing is leading us away from what truly matters? James speaks with prophetic urgency, exposing the illusion of material security. Your riches have rotted and your garments have become moth-ridden. Your gold and silver have rusted. James 5:2-3. Even gold and silver, metals that don't literally rust, are described as corroded, symbolizing how everything in this world decays. The things we cling to, possessions, portfolios, positions, all lose their shine. What we think will last forever is already wasting away. James continues, their rust will be a witness against you and will consume your flesh like fire. James 5:3. The very treasures they hoarded become evidence at their judgment. Every dollar gained through exploitation, every luxury enjoyed while others suffered, every selfish indulgence while the kingdom went unfunded, all of it speaks. Our money tells our story, and one day our story will stand as testimony before God. The pay of the laborers who mowed your fields and which has been withheld by you cries out against you. James 5:4. James condemns not just wealth, but the injustice behind it. These people didn't simply have riches, they gained them by stepping on others, by exploiting workers, by ignoring cries for fairness and mercy. And make no mistake, God hears those cries. He always has, he always will. It is in the last days that you have stored up your treasure. James 5:3. What foolishness to hoard earthly treasure when eternity is moments away. It's like rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic, investing in something that's already sinking. This world is passing away. Why build our hope on what cannot last? We've been sold a lie. We've been told that wealth equals happiness, that money solves problems, that success is measured by what we own. But James tells us otherwise. The rich will weep and howl, not rejoice. Their miseries are coming. Judgment is inevitable. We are trading heaven for hell, eternal treasure for temporary trinkets. We are selling our birthright for a bowl of soup. We are exchanging what cannot be taken from us for what we cannot keep. Money itself is an evil. Scripture doesn't condemn wealth. It condemns the love of it. Abraham was wealthy. Job was wealthy. Joseph of Arimathea was wealthy. But they held their wealth with open hands, not closed fist. The danger comes when money becomes our master, when our hearts desire riches more than righteousness, when we measure success by status instead of spiritual fruit. Which kind of rich are we pursuing? Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Matthew 6:33. Jesus told a story about a man who built bigger barns to store his abundance. God called him a fool, saying, "This very night your soul is required of you, and now who will own what you have prepared?" So is the man who stores up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. Luke 12:20-21. Every believer must face these questions. Will you weep now or later? It's better to weep in repentance today than in judgment tomorrow. Will you store up treasure on earth or in heaven? Will you serve God or money? You cannot serve both. Money makes a fine servant, but a terrible master. James' cry still echoes, "Come now, you rich, weep and howl." It's not too late to examine your heart, not too late to reorder your priorities, not too late to start seeking first the kingdom of God. Let those who thought themselves rich realize their poverty without Christ. Let those who chased money begin to chase after God instead. For when you seek him first, he adds everything you need and gives you what money can never buy: peace, joy, contentment, and eternal life. For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul? Mark 8:36. The choice is yours. Choose wisely, choose eternally, choose God over gold. Amen.